Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Loud and Local with Kevin Deers on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Back here in studio with our band that has been featured as Band of the Week, has been played on the show, has been featured as the BJ and Migs Band of the Week. So you gotta believe the hype. It's Half a Shadow. Welcome up to Loud and Local, my friends.
What's up?
What's up?
Thanks for having us.
Hell yeah. So before we go any further, why don't we go around the room and introduce yourselves and tell us what you do with Half a Shadow.
I'm Alex. I play bass. Kind of book a lot of our stuff,
the
too.
Talent.
Yes.
I'm Mark, a.k.a. Tripp. I play drums.
Right on.
That's all I do.
I'm Jake. I make sounds with my guitar, and I sing over them.
Right on. Cool. Yeah. Well, that seems to work. So how'd you guys meet, and how long have you guys been playing together?
Oh, well, me and Alex are stepbrothers, so we grew up kind of playing music together. He had this little, what was it, little Ibanez?
Another Fernandez.
Fernandez. Yeah, that's probably what we both kind of learned how to play music on, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then this guy.
I've known Alex for years, since we were kids, and we grew up in the same trailer park.
Oh, cool. Right on.
Yeah, and we actually were in a couple bands before this one together.
The same trailer park.
Yeah, the same trailer park.
Shout out Trailer Park Boys.
That's what's up.
There you go.
Yes. So where did you guys record this demo? Because we're going to be playing four songs. It's not a demo. Let me correct that. It's four songs EP is the correct word. And we're going to be playing songs from this. Where did you record it with, and how was the process?
We recorded at Soundhouse Studios with Michael Perkins, the great Michael Perkins of Backlack.
Absolutely.
We got to meet Jack and Dino, actually helped us hook all the mics and everything up. It's a pretty cool experience.
That's awesome. Right on. And so how long ago was that?
When was that? August?
Yeah.
Last August? Yeah.
Last August.
We went in there, and I think we released one of the songs in November. I think Other Days dropped in November. And then, yeah.
I believe that's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right on. And it's interesting timing here that we're playing these four songs, because we were talking off air. You mentioned that you're going to be going back into the studio soon?
Yeah.
In March, actually. March 16th, we're going back in there. We're going to record a few songs and probably release them as singles throughout the year, so you guys got to keep look on our Facebook and keep track of that.
Absolutely. So not just release at one time, just kind of like sprinkle it out. And
There'll be a few surprises, you know. They'll just pop up.
Right on. Well, keep us in the know, man. Don't keep us in the dark, okay?
Absolutely.
Oh, no.
We'll be the first to play those on the air.
We'll be in the shadows.
Nice. I see what you did there, Half a Shadow.
What I do?
So how does it work with you guys? Because we were talking off air, and a couple of you guys live in the Arlington area, and then one of you guys lives in Puyallup. Where do you guys practice, and how practical is that?
I mean, we kind of just meet in the middle, practice over substation Saturdays, and book up some room. It's a good, convenient place for all of us.
Substation here in Seattle, so.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. It's kind of like our second home now.
Yeah, it's super comfortable.
Yeah, the people that run that place are amazing and very accommodating.
That's awesome. So, has it always been like that, where you guys have been kind of far apart?
Actually, yeah. I used to drive, on one of our old projects we had, I used to drive like 2 hours from Puyallup all the way up to Arlington like every Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah, we used to jam up there and
try to get things done. Alex has always lived right next to each other, too.
It was always convenient.
Yeah, and they always made me drive up there.
Well, yeah. We ain't going to go to Puyallup.
One versus two, man.
We ain't going to go to Puyallup.
Right on. Well, you know what? It's worth it, man. You guys have some dedication, and we're going to talk a little bit about some shows you guys are going to be playing coming up, and the rest of stuff that influenced them in just a few. But we wanted to play a couple songs, let the music speak for itself a little bit. Take Me and Live in Love, first two songs off of the record. What do you guys want to say to introduce these?
Majorly conformed, I guess, by our lead singer genius, Jake, here.
All right.
lyrically, I find that they're outstanding. So I hope that everybody else feels the same.
Well, you're just talking it up now.
Nice. Now it's got to live. It's got Yeah.
It's got, it's got a lot of motion.
Nice. Right on. Well, here's Half a Shadow with Take Me and Live in Love. Text us at 77999. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Let us know. Talk some trash. It's Loud and Local on The Rock.
Yeah.
Listening to Northwest Power Trio, Half a Shadow. They are in studio now. That was a song called Live in Love. And, yes, Live in Love. Wait, that was Live in Love, right?
Yeah, that was
Live in Love. Sorry. Before that was Take Me, I had the playlist a little bit wrong here. I was like, wait, what the heck? So either way, sorry about that. Half a Shadow, 4-song EP is what we're playing things off of tonight. And if you want to go see them, you guys are going to be playing a show coming up soon, right?
Not so soon anymore, but in May 26th, we'll be playing at the Substation with Sun Mother and a couple other bands soon to be announced. So stay tuned to our Facebook page. We'll definitely get that up there very soon.
So you got some time to ask the night off of or the day off of work or whatever and show up to the Substation.
That's
got to be convenient for you guys, as you guys are very well acquainted with that venue as you practice there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like a little home away from home.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
The comfort routine is always awesome when you're playing a show, too.
Hopefully there'll be tamales there if somebody's listening to
Miss Liz.
Yes, Miss Liz. I would love some.
Nice. Is that a normal routine for you guys? Get some tamales before practice?
It is now.
It became
that. Now it is.
Yes.
That's awesome. So again, Half a Shadow in studio. If you're just tuning in, you guys are a rad band. I can definitely tell some like Northwest influence here, especially in the voice it really cool, man. I dig your guys' sound, and I'm curious, and we want to go a little bit deeper, so I'm going to ask you guys a question we like to ask every band when we're in studio, and I want you guys to be truthful. So even if it's embarrassing, I want you to be honest. What was the first album, whether it be CD, tape, whatever, that you actually purchased yourself? You went to the store, you bought, stole, purchased, found yourself. You actually went out and did not a hand-me-down or a cool gift from a present or a gift present or whatever. What you actually purchased yourself. So let's go around the room and answer that question.
Go ahead, Jake. Tell them about Celine Dion.
It wasn't Celine Dion, dude. Honestly, dude, I think the first like rock CD I got was probably Wicked Garden, Stone Temple Pilots.
Okay,
but he's right. There is a mystery one.
Yeah,
I don't.
And he just refuses.
Dude, honestly, I think it could be the Backstreet Boys, but I don't want to say that.
Like, hey, I can see it.
Backstreet's
like,
back, all right,
dude. Yeah,
yeah. I think I now know it's NSYNC. So
it's probably no. You're right.
98 degrees. All right.
Yes,
We can do that.
All right, cool. There you go. And 98 degrees.
For me, it would definitely be Mad Season.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Yes, on their one and only beloved album, Above.
I like you a little bit.
So what made you want to go out and actually purchase that? Was it something you saw like on MTV or a song you heard on the radio?
No, actually, oddly enough, all of my friends absolutely loved Lane Staley.
Oh.
So, of course, had to go out, check it out for myself. Back in the day, I wasn't too into going onto computers and trying to listen to music
because
I didn't own one. So, yeah, I went out and just bought it, said screw it, and it was worth it.
You remember where you bought it from?
Yes, actually, a little shop somewhere.
It was in the trailer park, right?
No,
the dumpster.
No, God. No, somewhere here in Seattle. I believe somewhere, I want to say 45th for some reason. But
okay,
yeah.
Cellophane Square.
Yes.
Cellophane Square in U District. Yep. Okay. Yeah. Right on.
Yeah, I'd say for Northwest band-wise.
What's your favorite album?
Oh, favorite
your
album.
First album.
Oh,
first album you purchased.
It was Rob Zombie, actually.
Okay, right on.
Mixed with, like, White Zombie. It came with the DVD and everything,
okay.
And the music videos. I
yeah.
loved it.
Yeah.
I was not of age. They told me anyways.
Nice, dude. They didn't encourage you. That's good.
Had the beard going when I was a baby.
Alex, you're so cool.
Wow.
Right on. Well, let's ask them then, what inspired you guys to start playing music? What was the band that like was like that light bulb moment for you? Made you want to pick up an instrument?
Shoot, man, I hate to just stick to Seattle, but probably Nirvana. Like,
yeah, of course, man.
Definitely Nirvana. But honestly, what made me want to start playing was I used to hang out at these guys practicing some of the bands that they were playing in, and I was always their biggest fan, dude. I was like,
really?
Yeah. I was like, dude, I want to sing some songs with these guys. They sound pretty rad. And then, you know, a few years later, finally got the Cojones to go
nice.
On there.
Yes, the little baby Mark mm-hmm. Wahlberg.
The little baby Mark Wahlberg. There you go.
Rockstarring awesome. It up.
Yup. That's a good movie. Right on.
Yeah.
And what about you, man? What was the band that was like the light bulb moment for you?
To be completely honest, there was no band that was the moment that actually made me play music. It was actually my buddy, Chip.
Okay.
I was around.
Phenomenal guitarist.
Phenomenal. I was really young. His band was in need of a drummer really bad. And
yeah.
It was a punk rock band kind of deal. The name was Prophylactics.
Nice.
Yes.
That's a good punk band name.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. And from there, it just blossomed into something that would forever change my life.
Sure.
Just over and over again. It was totally worth it, and I don't regret a day.
Learn the instruments and be in the band.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. That sounds very punk rock. Absolutely. Yeah. And how about you, man? What was that band for you?
I mean, for me, it was actually Breaking Benjamin.
Okay.
I had heard them on it was a guitar magazine, and they had like a little demo in there, and it just kind of I heard a bass line go of on So Cold, and it just kind of clicked. I just wanted it.
Cool. Right on, man. And there you go. It's all downhill or uphill from there, depending on which way you look at it. So again, half a shadow in studio now, and here's the question, man. You got to whittle it down to one. Your favorite Northwest band of all time.
Let's
go.
We have to mention Mother Love Bone. Like, you have to. I think for me, like, everything in music has led to Andy Wood. I don't know why, but it just seems like everything I do with the guitar, like, there's his face. I don't know. I just love his music. I resonate.
All right. Score one for Mother Love Bone.
I'm going to have to stick with the classics. Soundgarden.
Nice. Right on. Of course. Hell yeah.
And me, it was Alice Chains. I was like the heaviness and just the way the vocals go together.
Three classics. Mm-hmm. Awesome, man. Well, you know what? I appreciate you guys' taste, of course. And we're going to play one called Tell Me Something Good. What's this one? What's the words we want to say to introduce this one?
I don't know if you're are you asking me like
tell me something
good. Introduce it. Be the DJ.
This song, you know, really it's just about the moment, you know. You can't go through life like thinking anything bad, you know, not to just like take away from the title, but sometimes you got to look at the little bit of good that's there.
It's Half a Shadow on Loud and Local. You're listening to Loud and Local. That was Half a Shadow, and they are continuing to be great guests. They are very complimentary. They're nice. They're not swearing on air. Cross our fingers. They're not too stinky. They're nice guys. They are good dudes. So if you are looking to book a band, and you're a promoter, I would say book this band. And they're going to be playing in May at Substation. So what was the date again?
May 26th.
May 26th. And who is that going to be with again?
Sun Mother.
Awesome. Also a band that we love here on Loud and Local, friends of the show. So thanks, guys, for coming up to the show. At this point, I got to ask, I mean, it's only 2 months into the year, but what are the rest of your plans for 2019? I know you said you're going to do some recording.
Yeah, we're doing recording in March, but we're definitely trying to book a show in March also. A couple of our dates have fallen through, so we're trying to fit a couple in there along with Alex having a baby in April.
Oh, so, wow.
A lot of big things.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're going to give him the April month off. He deserves it.
You don't look pregnant.
I'm not today.
Right on. Well, the clothes you be wearing must be flattering. I can't even speak tonight either way. So right on. So booking some shows, maybe taking a little bit of time off for that, and then, you know, recording. And, you know, I guess we'll see where that takes you. So
yeah, and I believe that me and Jake, actually, while we are giving this gentleman the day off, are going to doing kind of like
a duet, so to speak.
Yeah, like a little social project. Per se.
I'm going to try to play some bass. He's going to play some acoustic, and we'll probably do some open mics around the Northwest. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. Right on. So you now have the floor. The floor is yours. I want you guys to plug away. Thank you. Shout out to, you know, plug your socials and all that stuff. So now is your time to make it count.
Okay. Well, you know, thanks to everybody who's really – put this band, you know, over the last 10 years of us playing together, you know, all the guitarists we've went through, everybody who's just helped keep us going, you know, through the years. I mean, we took like 6 years off.
Wow.
Yeah. Long time.
And me and Alex, you know, we decided that we were going to get back together and
we started jamming, drove to his house every once in a while. We started just writing some music. And
it's those people, you know, that kept everything going. Mm-hmm. So thank you to you guys. You guys know who you are. And yeah, so any shows coming up, take us a look on Facebook at facebook.com/halfashadowband, and you get links to our Spotify, everything on there. So, yeah, we're looking forward to the future.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Right on.
Just the list goes on for all the, I don't know, it's speechless. It leaves you speechless when you finally actually get what you aim for in a band.
And absolutely.
The people that are there that help you, the audiences that are there to hear you, it's the
people,
families
the people
there
meet,
that are to support
all the,
you.
All the local bands, man. Yeah. There's so many, like people say people say the scene's dead out here, man, but there's just
definitely
so
not.
Many. Like,
there's very talented people
that
are coming
up. It's definitely
different
than it was 6 years ago.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, and it's actually getting really exciting the more and more that we're playing, the more and more interesting people that we're getting to know, and stages that were brand new. It's going back to them are just awesome.
That's great. It's good to hear, man. It's good to hear, and it's definitely inspirational to hear that. So I'm glad you guys are back. I'm glad you guys are rocking, and congratulations on the child. Good luck with that, and hope to hear more from you guys. Keep in touch when you get these new songs recorded. Would love to have you back up here to debut them. And I guess we're going to end with Other Days. This is the last song on the Half a Shadow 4-song EP. You can actually check this out on Spotify. It's streaming now, and definitely check it out. So why don't you guys play DJ one last time and throw us into this song?
Rock on with the Other Days, man. This song took a while to get down and make just absolutely in our eyes and ears perfect. We hope you enjoy it just as much as we did making it.
It's Loud and Local. It's Half a Shadow on the Rock. Nah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.